It's just shy of 100 days since those 276 girls in northern Nigeria were abducted by the Muslim extremists Boko Haram. And Nigeria has seen more bombings and abductions since the girls vanished. Just yesterday, officials in Nigeria announced that yet another group of girls and women had been abducted a few weeks ago, but they managed to escape. Journalist and lawyer Chude Jidonwo says it's difficult to distinguish fact and fiction in Nigeria's many kidnapping cases.
3 weeks ago, when these girls were kidnapped in a village called, I think, Damboa, the Nigerian security forces denied the report that more women had been kidnapped. So it was really strange to see the same forces now say that the women that hadn't been kidnapped had been released. It symbolizes the confusion around the rescue efforts.
Right, so a lot of assumptions posing as facts and no real clear details. Is that the same case for those 276 girls kidnapped in mid-April that started the hashtag Bring Back Our Girls campaign?
Yes, it's exactly the case. The chief of defense staff in Nigeria said 1 month or two ago that he knew the exact location of the girls. And then last week, military spokespeople said they do not know where the girls are. You know, it's just a pretty distressing state of affairs. It's almost like they're kidnapping the girls all over again, because it's one thing to have these girls missing and for us to be confident that every single best effort is being applied to solve this problem. It's another to have the girls missing and be more convinced every day that those with the duty of finding the girls are as confused as ever.
In Abuja, the capital of Nigeria, those daily protests on behalf of the missing girls, those continue, yeah?
Yes, they do continue under the most relentless, shameful attacks by the Nigerian government. The police force in Abuja first asked protesters not to protest anymore, and protesters had to take them to court to get an injunction against them. And then they withdrew the security protection for the protesters. Then government buses shipped in counter-protesters who attacked the Bring Back Our Girls protesters in Abuja. We are also working towards hoping that these girls don't stay there for 100 days. But if they are there in 100 days, we will be taking our protests to the presidency once again to demand actual feedback on what's happening with the girls.
There really seems to be no let up in Nigeria. I mean, both the big headlines and small items. I mean, small-scale kidnappings by Boko Haram extremists go on weekly almost. So do bombings in several Nigerian states.
Each time bombs have happened, once or twice, the president has said this is the global trend. And maybe it is Nigeria's turn, and this is not a paraphrase, and has compared our country to the war on Iraq and to Afghanistan at various periods of time. There is a sense that this is a problem beyond us that we get from the top. I mean, I was appalled when the bombs happened in June, just before the World Cup in Abuja, in the center, in a busy shopping mall, killed almost 20, you know, and we tweeted for a few minutes, you know, there was outrage, it trended. And we're back to watching football, you know, and tweeting about football. We can't afford as citizens to let this become a way of life.
You're in New York right now, Chude, on a book tour. And it so happened that last week you were riding in a hotel elevator and an Israeli said to you, you see what's happening in Iraq? It looks like Boko Haram wants to do the same thing in Nigeria. What kind of response did you have to that man?
He said to me, you know, the Islamics want to run down your country and take over the government. And, you know, nobody has ever quite put it in such a stark way. I mean, apart from my president comparing Nigeria with Iraq, I have never compared our country with Iraq. So I reacted, you know, immediately in almost an annoyance. I said, no, it can never happen, you know, because you know, this is just a fringe group in the Northeast. And he says, well, that's how it started in other parts of the world. And if your government isn't winning the war, isn't stopping the bombs from spreading to other states, then give me one good reason why what is happening with ISIS in Iraq will not happen with Boko Haram in Nigeria. And honestly, I take no pleasure in saying this. I honestly couldn't and still cannot think of a legitimate, logical response to such a question, because no matter what the government tries to say in Nigeria, we are not winning this war against terror.
And as you say, we are closing in on 100 days since those 276 girls were kidnapped. For you, what are those girls still a symbol of?
For me, they're a symbol of a steady march into anarchy. And
A steady march into anarchy.
I take no pleasure in using bombastic words. But That is the reality of our situation. It's a steady march. You know, they represent for us our failure as citizens, because many of us allow the government get away with these things. We allow them divide us on basis of religion and ethnicity. And it doesn't matter that the North is predominantly Muslim and I'm a Christian. We are all Nigerians. We allow our government get away with serial incompetence. It also stands as a symbol that our country is certainly nowhere close where we want it to be as Nigerians. And that's why, in the midst of the continuous, you know, crises and bombs and abductions, we have stuck with that symbol of these 276 girls. Because for us, if those girls are brought back home, then a bit of the faith we have in our country and its future can begin to be restored.
Nigerian journalist and lawyer Chude Jidonwo, his latest book is Are We the Turning Point Generation? Thank you.
Thank you.